In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a few weeks, it will be 2020 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. The birth of Jesus Christ is an event so significant that we literally number our years by it. But although this blessed birth is a momentous turning point in the eras of human history, its meaning for you is much more personal. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. What does Christmas mean for you personally? Jesus coming into the world means that God loves you. As John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus coming into the world means that God forgives you all your sins on account of his life, death, and resurrection. As Peter says in Acts, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Jesus coming into the world means that God is not angry with you. As the angels sang the night of his birth, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That is God's attitude toward you on account of Christ: peace and goodwill. Jesus coming into the world means that God is on your side. As Paul says in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? In the troubles of life, God is on your side. He is not ever punishing you, because Jesus went from the wood of the manger to the wood of the cross for you, to bear your punishment in your place. Jesus coming into the world means that death will not defeat you, but you will defeat death. "I am the resurrection and the life," he promises. "Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live." Jesus coming into the world means that you will live forever in heaven. "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he says. "Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you. I will come again and take you to be with me." That is what Christmas means for you. God loves you. God forgives you all your sins. God is not angry with you. God is on your side. He is not ever punishing you. You will defeat death and live forever in heaven. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There's a story about a minister who fell into a slumber while he was thinking about the topic he had selected for his Christmas sermon. What if Christ had not come? He dreamed of just such a world into which Jesus had never been born. His own home was suddenly stripped of all its Christmas decorations. No tree, no presents. He looked out the window toward the church next door, but there was no church with its spire pointing up to heaven. The doorbell rang and a child asked him to come visit his dying mother. When he reached her bedside, he opened his Bible to look for his favorite verse, a comforting promise from Jesus. But to his dismay, the Bible ended at Malachi, and there was nothing he could say. 2 days later, he stood by the coffin and conducted the funeral, with no message of consolation, no promise of resurrection, no open heaven, but only ashes to ashes and dust to dust. He realized it was true. Christ had not come, and he burst into tears. But then he heard a wonderful, beautiful sound, like nothing else in the dreary world around him in his dream. It became louder and louder, till suddenly he awoke and shouted with joy, as he realized it was the choir at the church next door, practicing a song from Handel's Messiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's been over 2,000 years and we're still celebrating. We're celebrating this event, not because it's a momentous turning point in the eras of human history, but because of what it means for you personally. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, your Savior, Christ your Lord. Amen.